Speaking about a bundle of energy, it is time to bring in none other than Dr. Judy Werpman. Judy, of course, is the co-author of the Serotonin Power Diet, serotoninpowerdiet.com. Also, Simon Loses His Tummy, the Kindle edition, and her latest book, Before Her Voice Was Still. Ladies and gentlemen, here she is, Dr. Judy Werpman. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, and you do really sound upbeat, Marshall.
I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is, but I'll take it for one day.
maybe you have early spring mania now that we're going into fall.
Because we're upside down. We had the Kentucky Derby in September.
Yeah, I'm not even upset that the Giants are 0-4, the Jets are 0-4, the Yankees are about
this
to get eliminated.
Last.
I'm just in a great
mood.
Well,
enjoy it.
Yeah, that's right. While it's here, I'll use everything.
Please. Send some this way.
And in fact, it's really refreshing to have somebody express optimism and hope and joy and delight because, you know, as I expressed in the article I sent to you, Jill, so many of us have the opposite emotion right now and have perhaps for weeks and then even months, and that is really feeling angry a lot, which is certainly not a very pleasant emotion to wake up to and go to sleep with. And I'm aware of it personally because of stories and anecdotes that friends have told me. I have a friend who found that she was experiencing terrible pain in her jaw, had no idea what it was, went to the dentist and was told she was grinding her teeth out of anger and frustration when she didn't even know it at night. And she then, becoming aware of it, realized that she was doing it during the daytime as well. And when you talk to people sort of casually, one of the first things you hear is, oh, I'm so angry, I'm so depressed, I'm so angry. But the anger comes through. And it's not just anecdotal. There have been reports that there seems to really be sort of a pervasive anger that's hanging over many of us. In some cases, it actually may be related to another emotion that many of us have, and that's depression, because apparently people who are depressed, and I'm not talking necessarily about clinical depression, but people who are feeling depressed because of the pandemic and everything else that's going on in their lives, financial worries, feeling of isolation, sorrow at not being able to do what one planned to do, a feeling that time is passing and you can't see your friends, your family, the new, grandchild, or go to the wedding that was planned. Sorrow and depression and anger oftentimes go hand in hand because people oftentimes apparently direct that depression to themselves in a form of anger. And one of the problems with being angry is that it has really serious effects on one's health. I mean, there's a lot of studies showing that when you get angry, your blood pressure goes up. There can be cardiovascular effects. People who are sort of chronically angry have a higher incidence of a type 2 diabetes, and obesity is also linked to anger. And Angela, I remember hearing this from a weight loss client many years ago, and she would tell me she and her husband would go out to dinner, and she would put her head down and just eat her way through the meal as quickly as possible, just sort of scarfing everything down on her plate and even sort of emptying out the bread basket. And I asked her why. She said, because I'm so angry at my husband all the time. If I don't put food in my mouth, I'm going to scream at him. Well, it turned out she knew he was having an affair with his secretary. And finally, after confronting him and going through separation and divorce, she stopped being angry and she lost weight. But, I mean, it's just sort of a striking example of how, people sometimes deflect their anger by putting something in their mouth so they don't verbalize it. And the other thing that apparently has come through concerning the anger is something that I read about, interview that was done with a physician who runs a department of spirituality and mental health, which is a wonderful, adjunct to a mental health hospital, McLean Hospital in the Boston area. And he said that many of us are feeling angry because we are feeling helpless. And I think that's really true. I mean, I was talking to a friend who was telling me about the schools opening in Florida, regardless of whether there's any danger or not to teachers and the kids and the auxiliary help in the school. And she said, people are really angry, but I suspect they're really angry because they feel helpless. They're vulnerable to the virus, and they can't do anything about it. And so by sort of being angry, you're trying to mask your vulnerability. And the problem is, what do you do about it? I mean, we can't just sort of escape to another planet. You know, we're globally affected by the pandemic, the politics that are associated with it. And I guess the thing to do is sort of reach out to other people. You know, I think that's probably the most helpful. You know, to try to share humor, which really does work. You know, anything that's funny, even if it lasts, the joke resonates in you for only 20 seconds, it breaks that feeling of being anger. You know, exercise helps, really strenuous exercise in particular. You can sort of run off your anger or bike it off or, you know, climb steps or do something, you know, energetic, just running around with your dog. It really does help decrease your anger. Distracting yourself by listening to music that you know has a particularly positive resonance when you listen to it. You're listening to a book on tape, you know, where you get immersed in the story. Anything to sort of break that pervasive feeling of, I'm just feeling so upset with today, with the way the world is.
Yeah, now I have to interject because the one thing about this virus, and there's a massive split over it, is you've got people who spend their day ingesting the same negativity and get angry. And it's very hard to shake. It's basically if you are eating the same preservative laden whatever, you are not going to be able to shake the physical fallout from it. And it is the same thing emotionally. And
right.
So but what I am observing, and this is anecdotal purely, is that it's now such a loop that people seem really unable to get out of it.
Exactly. No, it feels like we are in a cloud of anger, and we can't punch our way out of that cloud. I mean, that's absolutely struck me. And when you have a conversation with somebody, that seems to be the first or second or third sentence that comes out in a conversation. And so I think we have to work on ourselves to say, it's just not good. You feel awful when you're angry. And I said, and sometimes you feel angry and depressed, which is an interesting combination. It's like, I am angry and sad because, and then you just list all the reasons, because I haven't seen X. I haven't been able to see Y. She is getting old. She just had a baby. I go on and I can't afford to pay my rent. You know, I can't, my business is closing down. Nobody's paying attention. Nobody's wearing a mask. We could spend all day talking about the reasons you're angry, correct?
Oh, absolutely. And it's so I highly, highly encourage people to go with your remedy, your prescription. Because
I have to say that I was walking the other day down the street with my little dog, which you've heard about already, who tends to make eye contact with people. And this guy had he was approaching me, and he had sort of I couldn't tell whether he had a scowl on his face. He's wearing a mask, but he didn't look terribly happy about anything just from his eyes. And he looked down, and the dog looked up at him because she tends to stare at people. And all of a sudden, he chuckled. It's because, you know, the dog was engaging him in this wordless conversation, canine and human. And I thought, I bet he's just a little less angry right now.
Yeah.
He felt very
smiling.
Good about that.
Yeah, no, I think you did a really, really good thing. Thank you very much, Dr.
Okay,
Judy Wertman.
Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Food for Mood.
And, of course, you can hear Judy right here on Robin Hood Radio every Thursday morning, right before this week in the Lakeville Journal. Also online, robinhoodradio.com. Click on Demand. And there you find it, Food for Mood with Dr. Judy Wertman.